On this episode, why we must learn to follow our intuition.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for listening. Today we're going to talk about intuition and why it is so critical that we learn to listen to and follow our intuition. Just a quick heads up before we do that. Something that's come up from a number of you guys is a question of how to dive into previous episodes of the show around a particular topic. And what I would suggest is, number one, use Spotify. And if you go to the show on Spotify, I know a lot of you guys are already listening on Spotify. If you go to the main show page on Spotify, and then you kind of scroll down or pull down, you'll find a search at the top of that show page, and it will say find in this show. And you can search specifically in this show for previous episodes about a particular topic. So I know often we'll talk about something and it's something that you have a particular interest in and you want to dive into it more and listen to all the episodes that touch on that idea, this is a great way to do that. So use Spotify, go to the main show page, pull down a little bit, and you'll find a search box at the top that says find in this show. It's not, the reason I mention it is it's not super obvious that it's there. I think when you just generally go to the show page, that search box doesn't appear at the top until you kind of pull down a little, right? And then you can see it at the top. So use that. You can dive into lots of previous episodes and search for particular topics. Let's talk about intuition. I want to read you a quote first. This was from Steve Jobs at a Stanford commencement address that he gave. He said, "Have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary." And I think that's really powerful because it's so true. And this is something that I have seen more and more in my own life as the last 5-10 years especially has unfolded. I have gotten this perspective looking back at my life in how critical intuition has become. And I've seen that when I've moved the right direction, when I've moved the direction that has led me in the most positive, to the most positive changes in my life, to the most powerful and important changes, without fail, it's been when I've followed my intuition. And intuition is something that we all have, but many of us don't listen to it. In the modern world, we get so, especially as men, I think in general, women are a little bit better about connecting to and following their intuition, but we absolutely have that intuition just as much. And it's just as critical that we connect with it and follow it. Here's a few reasons why we should follow our intuition. First is that it often knows us better than we know ourselves with our thinking mind. This is really important because our thinking mind, we only have a limited picture, right? In terms of our memories, we only have a limited sort of set of our memories that our thinking mind can access. Our intuition has access to everything, every experience we've ever had in our entire life. Our thinking mind also, or excuse me, our intuition also knows our deepest, truest desires, even those that our thinking mind ignores or suppresses with limiting beliefs, right? Our thinking mind is very much a limited picture of ourselves, of the world around us, of the universe and our connection to it. Our intuition has the full picture. So in a lot of ways, truly, our intuition knows us better than we know us with our thinking mind. And that's a really important reason that we should follow our intuition. Another reason is it allows us to embrace our truest self, right? So it knows our deepest, truest desires. our thinking mind creates, again, it creates limitations. It tries to project a certain image. Our thinking mind wants to be liked. It wants to appear a certain way. Our intuition is deeper than all of that. It's in touch with our deepest core. And because of that, it knows our truest self in a much deeper way. And this path of growth that we're on, so much of this path really comes down to connecting with our truest self, right? It's about peeling away the layers that are not us at the deepest core so that we can reveal what is us at the deepest core. And our intuition already knows that. Another reason it's really important to follow our intuition is it helps us connect with people more deeply. When we follow our intuition in relationships and interactions, we connect with and from our most authentic self. And authenticity is the basis of the deepest connection. So if we want to connect with the people around us, maybe even those that we haven't even met yet, and those that are already in our life, if we want to connect with people in the deepest way, that's going to come from following our intuition, because that is our most authentic self that is not affected by those, you know, images of who we want to be and those projections of what we're trying to be with our thinking mind. It's just who we truly are. So when we connect from that place, it deepens and strengthens our ability to connect with people. The next reason we should follow our intuition is it connects us with our true purpose. Our intuition knows our true purpose much better, in a much deeper way, than our thinking mind does. And it's always, in fact, working to guide us toward that purpose if we'll just listen to it. Let me read you that Steve Jobs quote again. Have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Your intuition knows. It knows your purpose. Even if your thinking mind doesn't, even if your thinking mind thinks you don't even really have a purpose, or it just has this vague idea, your intuition knows exactly what your fullest, truest purpose on earth is. So the more that we follow our intuition, the more we're going to connect with and move toward uncovering that true purpose. Another reason we should follow our intuition is it grounds us in positivity. See, our intuition is not subject to the negative whims of the thinking mind. It's not subject to outer sources of negativity that we're exposed to so often in the world. It's not affected by doubt or fear. It's deeper than all of those things. So if we follow our intuition, if we learn to listen to it, it grounds us in that positivity, in that truth. And the final reason that we should really follow our intuition is it is the ultimate guidepost, right? It will always lead us, for these reasons we've just talked about, it will always lead us in the direction that we need to go. Always. Now, the question is, how do we listen to our intuition? Well, number one is we practice by actually doing things that our intuition is telling us to do. And then we gain perspective from doing that over time. So all of us have gut feelings, right? That's another word for intuition, right? Or another way to describe that, as sort of a gut feeling. We have those, but we often suppress them. We don't really listen to it. We ignore it and move past it really quickly because we want to engage and figure out things with our thinking mind. So the first thing is to actually just start listening to it. And if you look back at your life, and I know some of you guys are young, some of you guys are teenagers, you don't have a lot of this life experience to look back on, but a lot of you are older and You have some life experience to look back on. Look back and think about, were there times when your intuition was guiding you a certain way? And did you follow it or did you not follow it? And how did that work out? Right? We need to do that self-evaluation and evaluate our past and evaluate those intuitive feelings that we've gotten and how it's worked out in order to understand it more. Another really important aspect of this is connecting with sort of that quieter inner place. And this is where meditation, where getting out in nature, away from screens, away from all of the modern world, right? Various ways that we can go about connecting with that quieter, deeper place inside of us. The more we connect with that, the more we're going to hear when our intuition is trying to talk to us, right? If we never get to that place of stillness, which a lot of guys don't, right? They're not meditating. They're not taking time away from nature. Everything's constantly filled. Time is constantly filled with doing something, with some kind of screen, with some kind of music, with some kind of interaction. We need space of nothingness. We need stillness to be able to connect with that deeper and quieter place inside of us. And that is where our intuition rests. That's where it speaks to us, right? It's pretty rare that your intuition is going to sort of scream at you and be really obvious. It's quiet. It's subtle. It's easy to just move past it. So we've got to connect with that place of stillness so we can actually hear what our intuition is telling us. So as you move forward in this path of creating the life that you want to create, of peeling away the layers of who you are and connecting with your deeper self, recognize that intuition is what will get you there. Intuition is, in a lot of ways, intuition is the shortcut, right? There's not really shortcuts in life per se. We have to do the work. But if there is a shortcut, that shortcut is following the right path. It's making the right decisions to lead us in the right direction. Because we can find our way there eventually by making the wrong choices, by going the wrong direction. And we'll figure out after some months or years or decades or whatever it is, we'll figure out that we went the wrong direction and then we'll course correct. And we can find our way by going that kind of path, right? But it takes much longer. And maybe you don't ever get there because life is a finite experience. The shortcut to where we want to be, it rests on our intuition because our intuition knows the way. It knows us. It knows where we're trying to go. It knows who we truly want to be. It knows how to get there. I believe it has access to intelligence and knowledge from the universe that our thinking mind does not, right? So you may think of your intuition, if you're religious, or if you think about things in terms of God, you might think about our intuition as being basically God speaking to us, right? There is an intelligence, a source of wisdom and knowledge and experience that is beyond what we have access to in our thinking mind. And our intuition has access to that, right? So if we want to follow the shortest, most effective, highest vibration path of ultimate power in our life, we're going to listen to our intuition because it knows the way. So whether you think about it as a gut feeling, you think about it as intuition, you think about it as God speaking to you, whatever it is, follow that and learn to follow it. Now, one note is we need to recognize that there's a difference between our intuition and sort of our monkey mind. And here's what I mean by that. Let's think about an example, right? let's say porn, okay? Your thinking mind might be sort of thinking, I don't want to do this. I shouldn't be doing this. It's going to drag me down, whatever. And then there's sort of a deeper part of you that actually is pulled toward that porn, right? But then there's an even deeper part that knows that it's not right, that knows that it's not the direction you're supposed to go, that knows that it's not the best path for you, right? That layer in the middle where you sort of feel pulled to it outside of your thinking mind, but not all the way to the depth of your intuition, that's your monkey mind, right? That's those, you know, that's our trauma speaking. That's our previous ways that we've wired our brain and body. It's those old patterns trying to pop up, right? They're not your thinking mind, but they're most definitely not your intuition. So we need to recognize the difference between those two. And I think especially those of you guys who are a little bit older, you've had a little bit more life experience, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about what level of you that intuition rests in and when it speaks to you. And if you are younger, pay attention to this. You have intuition just as much. You may not have as much life experience to look back on yet and see, okay, here's how this has affected me when I've followed my intuition or not, but you still have it just as much as those of us who are older. You still have intuition just as much. And in fact, you may actually have even more sort of direct access to it because you don't have as much stuff in the way, right? So our intuition is there for all of us. It knows your truest self. It is not affected by limiting thoughts and doubts and fears and negativity. It knows you. It knows your purpose. It knows the path to get there. Follow it. I promise you, it will lead you in the right direction if you will follow it. Now, recognize that it may take time for our thinking mind to recognize that it did lead us in the right direction. Sometimes that stuff takes months, years, maybe decades to unfold, to understand why things worked out the way they did, why we went the direction that we did. It's not always going to be immediately apparent, right? If we think back to that Steve Jobs quote, what did he say? He said, have the courage to follow your intuition, because it does take courage. Because you're not going to have guarantees. You're not going to have absolute certainty that you're going the right direction. You may not get immediate feedback that, okay, yeah, that was a good choice. It's not like you're going to follow your intuition and the next day you're going to get some immediate feedback confirming, yep, you made the right choice. Maybe you will, rarely. More often than not, it's going to take time for that to unfold. So it does take courage. It takes courage to quiet the thinking mind, to quiet the monkey mind, and to really pay attention to your intuition and follow it. That's the difference, right? The difference is whether we take action based on what our intuition is telling us. Lots of people, maybe the majority of people, hear their intuition at times. Very few people actually follow it, because following it takes courage. Often, the direction that your intuition is telling you to go might be the polar opposite of what your thinking mind is telling you to do, your logical mind. So if you're going to follow your intuition, it's going to take courage, without question. So have the courage to follow it. Take the time to connect with it. Take the time to connect with that stillness and that space inside of you so that you can hear when your intuition is speaking. And then follow it. Follow it where it wants you to go. I promise you it'll lead you the right direction. Thank you again for listening, by the way. I appreciate you guys. If I can do anything to help you, shoot me a text, 801-742-1439, or you can go in the show notes and schedule a one-off coaching session with me if you would like to chat one-on-one. Sending you guys all my best. Go out there, get after it, follow your intuition. It will lead you in the right direction. I have experienced this countless times in my life now. I know it to be true. Sending you guys all my best. Have an amazing rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon.